over the holidays, I watched this film called The Insider. You know, the one with Al Pacino and Russell Crowe?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About the whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a bit of an emotional guy, and I overthink things a lot. So naturally, I became a radio show host. And what occurred to me while watching that film is that I'm Al Pacino, right?
Yeah,
I'm the one trying to fight for these whistleblowers, mm-hmm. and getting a whole bunch of shtick for it, and trying to argue with the scumbags and things like that, just trying to get the truth out because it's important.
Yeah,
and all my guests, these wonderful whistleblowers and people like yourself, are. Mm. They all suffer enormous challenges, you know. Maybe not specifically having bullets put in their mailboxes and so on and so forth, but
your computer being bugged and things like that.
Yeah, computer being bugged, threatening emails. But the one thing that actually struck me in particular is how they punish you financially. If you're a truther, if you're a whistleblower, that's how they get you, invariably, is in your pocket, isn't it?
Ooh.
And it overwhelmed me watching this and thinking about it. And it dawned on me just how much of a massive responsibility I actually have to all of these incredible people
who are
sacrificing so much just for ordinary people like you and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that responsibility has slowly gotten bigger and bigger, hasn't it, as your show has gotten bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and like I say, it just occurred to me when I watched that film, over my holiday, you know, I was laid up on the couch for a week. I had what's known as colloquially as a man cold. You know, when a woman gets a cold, she's got a little bit of a sniffle and a little bit of a but when a man has a cold, it knocks you down. It's like being smashed with a bowling ball, and you suddenly become a lot more pathetic. Like the larger the man is, the more pathetic you become when you're inflicted with a cold.
Yeah,
And I'm 6'4", so you can just imagine how pathetic I was.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that, Vinny. So it is the middle of winter there. Are you, like, experiencing cold temperatures too?
Yeah, it sucks. I really hate the cold. Almost as much as I hate globalism. and unfortunately, globalism doesn't change with the seasons. what did I do? Oh, yeah. Last 4 days. And if there's any filmmaker out there who can take the Pepsi challenge on this one, cut together 3 documentaries in 3 days on the last 3 days of your holiday. All right, that's what I did, okay?
Wow.
I was up to, first night, I got to bed at 6:50 a.m. Second night, got to bed at 7:40 a.m. And last night, got to bed at 5:30 a.m.
So oh, my. Well, you do your best work overnight, you know that, Vinny.
Yeah, and to be honest, these 3 documentaries that I've made are the best work that I've ever done.
Nice.
One for a guy who's doing electromagnetic frequencies. And he's coming on the show on this Friday.
Oh, great.
Named Paul Waddle. And he's one of only 3 people, I think, in New Zealand who's actually qualified to test environments for electromagnetic frequency. And I've got a Mac computer and these giant energy saver bulb lighting display where I am, gargantuan TV behind me and everything. So his instruments are going to go off the charts in here when he's going to cook in the seat next to me when he comes in studio.
Yeah.
The other one was a guy named Russell Malcolm who dig this. Imagine the Prime Minister himself had ordered that you be arrested because you're exposing corruption.
Uh-huh.
And dictates over the phone in the middle of the night after his bodyguards have woken him up what your bail conditions are, including you're not allowed to contact any member of parliament at the height of election season. Okay, that's Russell Malcolm.
Yeah,
kicked him out of house, kicked him out of home. All of that kind of stuff. This guy's exposing massive, massive levels of corruption within the councils in Auckland, right? And they've fracked him, and nobody else will help. The media won't talk to him. Any of these other people. So I got Russell around in my house, right? Set him down in front of the computer, in front of the camera with a microphone, and got him to lay out. He had a 56-page dossier that he read out. Do you have any idea how long it takes to edit 56 pages of dialogue?
Yeah. Well, you got it out there, and now it's there to be seen by, you know, it's in concrete kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's up on air. And he was suffering really a massive emotional trauma as a result of these things that have been done to him.
Yeah, I heard one of his interviews.
And as a result, I made sure to ask him this question yesterday when he phoned me up. I asked him, so Russell, have you felt better now that I've got these videos up for you? And he says, you know what, from time to time, Vinny, things don't seem that bad anymore because you actually, you know, did that for me. And I had this feeling, you know, and that was the reason why I was up so late at night finishing this off is because I felt that it would save his life.
Wow. Okay?
You know, and... Yeah. And in no small fashion, I have. So there's documentary two, and then the third one. There were these three doctors who, like, fluoride's bigly being debated in New Zealand right now because they took it out of the water supply in one of our most major cities, Hamilton.
Oh right.
And so we had three doctors give us slideshow presentations now. Editing slideshow presentations, and this is the very first time I've done this. I had two cameras, so I got my GoPro camera and my other little one on the tripod.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, I actually cut in those two different camera angles for these three doctors. So all of those videos are now up online for people to see. Professional, like professional as frack, is basically about as close as I can. Come to describe how well I edited these things, and it's just like the people who are part of the Fluoride Action Network. A lot of them are retired doctors, and the fact that they're willing to come out of their retirement, travel the country, give these presentations in order to get this fracking toxic corrosive poison out of our water. It's just, again, back to the Al Pacino thing. It's like, I'm fighting for you and I'm still fighting. You know, I'm fighting sleep just so I can get this up there. Because
it's like fracking the pituitary gland.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just sick of fluoride in the water, man. And you know what I'm sick of more than just the fluoride in the water? Is the scum. These frickin' fluoride-promoting scum who got nothing. Nothing but insults, ad hominem, appeal to authority, BS crap, labeling us all as nutters and so on and so forth. Just this avalanche of media propaganda, and here's me sitting there realizing that I'm the only media in the country that's actually capable of doing anything of note.
Yeah, you are.
That situation. And that's
you've
not
really
because I'm so. That's not because I'm so massive. It's because there's just nobody else really doing the radio show every day and having a YouTube channel of any decent size. So yeah, it's just responsibility again. I had to be up late doing that because of a lack of options.